looking at what our experience of life is beneath our thoughts and beliefs, because we tend to get wrapped up in thinking that who I am is what I think and or what I believe.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Women Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of The Ecstatic Woman. I'm your host, Alara Sage, the Ecstatic Life Mentor. You know, oftentimes we are thinking that we have to have these grandiose experiences to really give ourselves permission to experience joy and happiness and to really feel that aliveness that's within us. But what if we're able to really strip ourselves of our inhibitions and really show up in the present moment? Can we experience the little joys that exist in every single moment throughout our day? Today, we are here to talk about this and so much more with our guest, Marijke McCandless. Marijke is an award-winning author, and she is a mindfulness coach and a playfulness instigator. Yes, yes, yes. She helps people to shed their inhibitions so that they can show up to that aliveness. And she definitely has a book that is coming out. This would be next year when we recorded this, called Naked in the Now. So let's welcome Marijke with our hearts. Marijke, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show.
Oh, hello, Alara. It's so great to be here. It's so fun to see you all lit up.
Thank you. Yes.
And gorgeous energy here. And I love talking about this stuff. This is what I'm all about. Bite-sized moments that can change our mindset. Totally.
It's so important because I really do feel like people think, okay, I'll let myself experience joy when I go on vacation, right? Or I'll let myself experience when I'm done with work or for the weekend. Or we're always putting it off, aren't we, into these other moments, right?
You know, I think it's because we're trained to do that, don't you? I mean, I think in our society, or maybe just humanity at large, is our brains are wired to continually look for what's wrong. It's what they're supposed to do. It looks for what's wrong, and then we go into fix-it mode. But I want to change that. I want people to notice that even though our brains are doing their thing, every single time we turn our attention to a moment of delight, 5 seconds of delight. See, I can feel like all the hair on my arm is standing up right now. It changes our experience of life, and we begin to develop better habits, different habits of, we get excited to notice more of that.
5 seconds. I think everybody can do 5 seconds, right?
5 seconds.
Okay. So what is 5 seconds of delight? Can you explain that a little bit further?
Well, I mean, I think if you think just first, like, what is delight? So maybe we have different definitions or whatever, but for me, when I think of delight, it's a moment of happiness, pleasure, maybe. It's a moment of ease. And for me, there's this little component of innocence. There's a loss of my self-absorption, the negative self-absorption that I might have taken on during the day or whatever. So I momentarily am in a moment of innocence and playfulness, really. It's almost a moment of playfulness. And so, I mean, if we really think about it, there may be hundreds of these during the day that we just overlook. They're just right there. But if we want to kind of jumpstart the practice or whatever, you can just remember for yourself your own little moments of delight. So I can remember one time a butterfly alit on my hand, and it stayed there for, you know, longer than you would have expected. And I just happened to notice what happened inside of me. My whole being just was, what? You know, there was like this smile bursting through. But that happens also when I happen to notice the wind fluttering through the delicate tree in front of my window. Sometimes it happens when I just, that first moment when you feel the rays of sunshine on your face, and you're just in 5 seconds, you feel that warmth. And there's literally energetically a vibration that flushes through your body, I guess. Happens when we hug somebody, when we smile at somebody. Happens during sex, when it's all just, you know, you feel delighted, hopefully. let's see, other moments of delight, just when you laugh, or when you sit with someone, and in that moment, you are only with them, even if it's completely just for 5 seconds. You catch their eye, you're with them, you feel a warmth in your heart. That's what I'm talking about. And I experience it whenever I turn my attention to notice it. You can experience it.
Yeah, I think that's a really important part of it. If you turn your attention towards it, you notice it. One of the things that comes to mind as you're saying this is, to me, sometimes it can be things like, oh, like, look, the, you know, the traffic lights are green, right? And there's a fluidity to moving through whatever traffic or, you know, or like you're at the grocery store and there's no lines. You got in just really smoothly, right? Or for some reason, I'm also getting the image and the sensation of like water going down the throat, right? Of drinking water, of how good that feels. And also, a lot of times I have these people in my life who I say they're my little angels. Like I walked into, this is kind of funny, but it's one of these moments, and it was most recent, so I'll share it. I walked into a restroom, a ladies' restroom, and there was a woman just standing there, and she just pointed to the stall that was open.
What are you?
Thank you. You know, and I was like, yay, you know, like, because it felt easeful. It felt playful. It felt like she was just literally standing there just to show me the stall that was open, you know, which of course isn't necessarily true, but it brought me that delight. And I have a lot of times that people will do things like that I really enjoy, like noticing those little tiny actions, right? That just like, oh, why, thank you. That made my day or this moment more easeful, right? Because I think that's a really beautiful word, easeful.
Mm-hmm. The way that you just told your little story there is really great, because what it enlivens for me when you talk about it is this idea, especially when we're talking about dealing with other people, how in any moment it can be a tiny little dance. It was like, for that moment, you and this woman had this exchange that was lit up. It was a tiny little lit up exchange. And I love that you're noticing it when other people do it for you, and how cool to know that we can do that for other people too. I mean, I think it's probably behind the heartfelt impetus of things like the tiny little libraries that people put up on the street these days. You know, you go past one and sometimes they're colorfully lit up, or they're just simple or whatever they are. And it's just great. It just makes you feel connected to that person for a moment. Maybe that's part of delight, is when we feel connected to a person or to the world, to the universe at large for a moment. Mm.
And I think we can feel a lot of times, you know, truly from my heart, I compliment people because I just love to do it. I love that feeling. Even sometimes people aren't very good at receiving compliments. You know, like if you say, oh, like the other day, kind of similar, I saw this woman with a butterfly, you know, shirt on. I was just like, oh, I love your butterfly shirt. And she kind of looked at me and was like, oh, thanks. And then kind of walked away. You know, she didn't really, but I know for certain that that impacted her, you know, even if she couldn't really receive it in the moment. I don't need her to, you know, say, oh, thank you so much. I really enjoy gifting it to her. And so I feel like that's another way we can delight, right?
Totally. Yeah, I know. I've been noticing your earrings this entire time. I'm just like, oh, see, they're just great, you know? I know.
But, yeah, or maybe being the person that just points the open stall in the restroom to the
I'm going to try that one next time. I'm like, that is really fun.
Totally it is, because I didn't even have to like take, you know, I just was like walking right in. She pointed and I was like, it was straight in. It was just like, again, easeful was the word. Yes.
But you mentioned something else that I thought was, it's like we talked about the 5 second moments of delight, which we can help create. We can notice. We can tune into, and then there's those almost bigger ones when synchronicity kind of starts lining up and you get that sort of wow kind of experience of the universe. And to me, that's when I feel really in tune with life. And that feeling, what I like to call it naked being, that somehow I'm in the flow of life. I'm showing up. I'm noticing what's coming before me. And I'm maybe in touch with those synchronicities or that resonance. That's when the delight gets big. That's when it gets big and infuses my whole being with that. And then I can bring it out too more easily.
I love that terminology, naked being, and what you're suggesting of, yeah, we need to be aware and notice, because the truth is that these are happening constantly. And oftentimes, as you alluded to earlier, we're kind of so absorbed in, you know, the physical and life and sometimes even the negative things that we're really focused on, rather than kind of stepping back and allowing the full view into place. It is, we are gifted that opportunity to see. I have been shown so many times, I call it magic, because to me, it's the magic of the universe, you know, not the abracadabra, not the spells and all of that, the true alignment and the way in which the universe flows with so much love and power. And so many times I've literally been dropped to my knees with, you know, just my jaw dropped and just, wow, like that is a beautiful, and I'll be crying and just like, that is such a beautiful awareness of life.
Yeah, totally. And it can take you by surprise how it shows up. It's not, sometimes it's not even something classically beautiful. You just like, I don't know. You just, appreciate the clover that you used to call weeds, but you happen to go by it and you see, you know, wow, you know, there's a beautiful purple flower and there's, you know, possibly four-leaf clover in there or something. I don't know, you know. Or like yesterday, I was hanging out with my 2-year-old granddaughter, and you experience it a lot if you get into the mind of a child, because everything is wow to them. And there was a grasshopper who I think was injured, and it was kind of stuck in this mud. I mean, there was nothing beautiful about where we were. It was a messy piece of concrete, you know, whatever, bits and pieces of bark and dirt on it, and this dull colored grasshopper. But because I thought it might be of interest to her, we squatted down and we looked at this grasshopper, and it enlivened her for sure. She was all about Mr. Grasshopper, but it enlivened me. I was like, I had no idea these dull grasshoppers had wings that had like stripes on them, or I don't know. It was just, and it was maybe 1 minute that we spent with this grasshopper. It wasn't a big thing that I had to go find. I just had to take a minute and notice whatever was in front of me, whatever it was, sensually in front of me.
Yes, little kids are so good at that. I remember with my boys, they really taught me. They taught me how to be present. I remember taking them on a walk, and very similar. Like, it was actually a really beautiful area, but they weren't tuned into any of that. They were looking at the ground, watching the ants and the little tiny stuff, you know? And I mean, walk is a big word for what we did, because we did a lot of standing and like very little movement. And it was such a beautiful experience for me. This was many years ago, where I had to really breathe into my body and realize that I had this expectation, right? Okay, we're going to go for a walk, and any expectation, and like, can I just be here with them, right? And can I see the world as they're seeing the world? And I feel like that's what you did. And it's so beautiful to do that.
I know you said that. And I was thinking how usually when I go for a walk, it's for fitness, right? It's kind of for fitness. I mean, I sort of go because I go someplace pretty, but it's more or less for fitness. And I was thinking how somehow the way that you described it with your boys, I was thinking, wow, it's fitness for the soul. It's fitness for the soul when we stop and tune in.
Yes, absolutely. And I love how you're bringing in the word sensuality, right? Because what I've also been taught a lot is like how much there is to feel and experience through the senses in any given moment.
Yes, I know. It's I have this sentence. If I'm really stuck in my head, my cue is to ask this one sentence, which is, what else is here? And by that, I mean, what else other than my thoughts? And that is my cue to look at colors, to look at visuals, to smell, to taste, to listen, to touch, to feel the ground beneath my feet, or even just putting my fingers on this desk right here brings an enlivenment to the moment that is greater when all the senses are enlivened.
I love that. It's a wonderful sentence that the audience can take away with, what else is here? Because we get caught up in the mind, and we shut down the senses, you know, we shut down all of the input. Yeah. So when you're saying, you know, getting naked in the now, can you explain that a little bit more? What do you mean by getting naked? I mean, obviously you're not talking about taking off our clothes. Right. So what are you suggesting?
What I'm talking about is looking at what our experience of life is beneath our thoughts and beliefs, because we tend to get wrapped up in thinking that who I am is what I think and or what I believe, even what I value. And I'm here to say, not really. My experience is that when we are completely present, we are experiencing life under our thoughts and beliefs. We are experiencing, we're sensually alive, so our senses are on full alert, and the senses can only pick up what's happening right now. And whereas our mind can travel easily to the future or to the past, or, you know, we worry about the future, or we get anxious about something. So being naked in the now is about letting go of our thoughts and beliefs for a moment, turning our attention to the sensual now. I use the term because it brings to mind, there's kind of two sides to nakedness. There's kind of this, oh my God, that sounds scary. That sounds too vulnerable. That sounds risky. But there's also, you know, playfulness and intimacy. And when I talk about naked, getting naked in the now, I'm talking about being intimate with the moment. Intimate with the moment. And you can feel that flush through your body. You can feel that immediacy, that sensual immediacy flush through your body. And for me, that's what the word delight captures also, is this intimacy with the moment. Like the kids do all the time. Little kids can do that easily. And I use the term naked because I know it's a little naughty, I guess, you know, to call it that. But I think of when we are like lovers naked, we are feeling playful and we are okay with being vulnerable and we're not all covered up perfecting ourselves. And, you know, it's joyful messiness that's right now.
You're speaking my language, as I too speak a lot about intimacy, and it's so powerful. You know, we think of intimacy a lot of times with other people, right? But intimacy is really and truly with ourselves and with the moment. And if that involves other people, so be it. But we can be deeply, deeply intimate and naked, as you say, with ourselves and with the moment, and just how much that really amplifies our experiences, right? Amplifies our availability to that joy. And wow, if it hasn't been a lesson I've had to learn, I've been a very impatient person. I've been a person that's just always kind of looking at the next thing. And so slowing down and becoming present and being willing to open up my senses, because in all honesty, I had shut them down, right? Because that was a level of protection. And, you know, and so even sexual intimacy for me was a little bit like at arm's length, even though it wasn't physically at arm's length, emotionally, it was at arm's length. So I think these little practices for people are so powerful in opening up their availability to their fullness to other people and the exploratory expansiveness that happens with real intimacy and our lives and opening up our channels and opening up our power.
Totally. Yeah. For me, my doorway in, one of the things that I inherently used to feel was that I was inadequate or that I was broken. I had trauma. I have had trauma in my life. I had trauma as a child that I carried into young adulthood that affected my marriage with my husband in our younger years. And I had come to the conclusion that I was broken and needed to be fixed. And so you go on that pathway and you do that. You go try to fix yourself. But when you come full circle, what you discover is, oh my God, wait a second. I am inherently imperfect. I'm inherently imperfect and wholly lovable. And it's not about being the perfect version of ourselves. It's about being in the moment. It's really about being willing to be in the juicy okayness of right now, because that's where life exists. That's where life is. And that unlocking that key opens this door to a curiosity for life that can change everything. You start looking for, how do I feel lit up? What is the tiny little thing that I do that makes me feel lit up? I started noticing that when I did an inner smile only for myself, just for 5 seconds, that my whole entire attitude changed in those 5 seconds. For 5 seconds, I wasn't caught up in all the ways that I was broken. I could feel it. I could feel the warmth coming from my chest, moving to my cheeks, and it was just an inner smile for myself. And then I was like, wow, what if I take this on the road? What happens then? You know?
What is an inner smile? Is that where you're imagining yourself smiling and feeling the smile in your imagination?
I think, okay, so if we were just to do it right now, I would close my eyes. And I would allow my attention to rest in my chest, drop my shoulders, and I would allow, with my breath or not, I would allow my mouth, my cheeks, to actually move into smile position, as if they were moving from inside out. So you can feel the difference if you make your face flat and you just kind of smile on the surface. Or if you relax all the body, feel it like a warm energy that moves up and into your cheeks. And it tends to feel warm in my chest and enlivened in my cheeks, almost up to my eyes. And there's this sort of this joyful moment where there's nothing is happening except for me smiling from inside for myself, and I feel better.
Yes, it's very warm in the heart is what I was feeling, and I played with just like smiling or like smiling. I was focused on the heart, as you said, and absolutely it was a warm sensation that went from my chest up into my cheeks and yeah, as you said, up into my eyes, whereas the just smiling feels very much like, to me, that smile that I just can't do anymore. I can't do that, like, I'm just going to smile to smile, you know? I'm a very smiley person because I'm a very joyous person, so I am smiling a lot, but I don't go into places and smile because I feel like it's polite or it's nice or it's all of these things. I literally can't make my face do that. And when I did it just then, I was like, oh yeah, there's that feeling again of just like you're literally like putting a mask on.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes, exactly. But, and discovering for yourself the difference of those two feelings, that in itself is really powerful. It's like, oh, wow, there's actually different experiences of smiling. There's this willingness to feel joy, or I need to protect myself. And the best way to protect myself is with a smile so nobody asks any questions. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. It's so interesting because I was really feeling today just how much we really stop ourselves from the experience of joy, right? Out of this protection and these closed walls. And I feel like that little exercise was so wonderful in, as you said, really feeling what it feels like and that depth of truth. Like that's a true smile. It comes from the inside. It feels warm. It has this depth to it. And it really, like, I mean, I'm very tapped into the subtle energies and my aura expanded and my energy, my Shakti lit up,
yeah.
You know, my creative life force energy. I mean, it's not just this heart and this face. It affects all of your chakras. It affects all of your body. So that was a really fun and powerful tool that I feel like everybody can play with. Do you ever have anybody say, I don't get it, or that didn't seem to work for me?
I have had somebody say that before. And the thing is that that's okay. Every single exercise doesn't have to work for every single person. What's more important is being honest with yourself, checking in with yourself, asking yourself, I wonder why that didn't work. Wonder what I'm doing differently or where I'm stopping myself from feeling this. Wow, those five people are saying they're feeling joy when they do this and I'm not feeling that. That's the place to go, is to look, because ultimately you are your best personal detective. You know, you are the one that is increasing your own joy. So you do need to pay attention to what works or what doesn't, or come back to an exercise another time. Sometimes we're just not in the mode for it or the mood for it. Yeah,
I always feel like also with those exercises, it's really good to do them when you're already like, okay, I'm feeling pretty good, you know, or I'm feeling really good. And then you tap into that and then start taking them into moments where like, hey, I really need that inner smile, right? Or sometimes when we're trying it, when we're really not feeling it, it's a less available. Or as we practice when it's a little bit more available, then we get good at it and we can literally bring it into any moment, right? That moment that you're like, oh my God, I want to scream at the top of my head, or oh my God, I feel so down and low. Then yay, you have that tool in your toolbox to access your inner smile. I love that so much.
That is great advice. That is really great advice. To when you are feeling a joyful moment, to notice what it feels like, to pay attention, to kind of put it in your toolbox for another moment when you're not there, and you can bring up the memory maybe first to start. It's not cheating. It's okay. we get to use our full capacity for our own joy and to end our own suffering. I recently came up with this. I'm sure you're familiar with a lot of people like to do gratitude journals. So coming around to what we were talking about before, I think the gratitude journal is a great thing to do. And I have a different idea, which is to do a daily diary of delights. Because for just this reason that you were talking to, if we notice any moment when we feel a moment of delight and we jot it down, we can bring that back up later. Often we just overlook it. We just don't tune into the fact that for 5 seconds I felt the ray, and we kind of do. We're like, oh yeah, that feels really nice. But if you really, you know, get it, like, wait, this was everything for 5 seconds. We'll start to look for it more. Once we pay attention to the big obvious ones, even if they're little, we start to look for that more. We start to cultivate it. We start to want to bring an attitude of playfulness to the next moment, even if it's a difficult one, because I'm going to feel more delight if I do that. I'm going to feel more at ease if I do that. All of my conditioning teaches me to fight, maybe, you know, to stand up for what I want. But sometimes the way there is soft. Sometimes it's through our own enlivenment that we get somebody's attention even better, including our own.
I love that you brought up gratitude, because I was actually going to ask about that earlier. I'm like, what do you feel like is the difference? Because it has a similar tone to it. And
yeah,
I love what you were saying, because it is also, you know, what we focus on is where our energy goes. And it's one of those things where, like, if you're looking at a car and you're like, I think I'm going to buy this kind of car, all of a sudden you see that car everywhere, right? And it's the same thing with gratitude or delight. Like, if we are putting our awareness on it, we're saying to ourselves, this is important to me. And then all of a sudden we will notice it more, we will experience it more, we will cultivate it more, we will create it more. Ooh, I'm getting bliss hits.
I know, me too. Exactly. Yes. That's actually what my notes say. It was like, oh, Alara says, what we focus on grows. And that's exactly what I keep coming to as well. It's, yeah. And again, we can't really blame ourselves for not being good at this. We're not trained in it. We're trained to try to fix what's wrong instead of to pay more attention to all the little tiny things that are right or delightful or easeful, even amidst difficult circumstances. Even, and sometimes actually our most difficult moments oddly give us a feeling of ease, because sometimes when things are really just so difficult, there's nothing we can do but be focused with the difficulty. Like, for instance, you know, as my father was passing, it's not the moment you want to be in. You don't want to be in the moment when a loved one is dying. And yet, there you are. There's nothing to do to get away from it. But if you are there, there is this sweet ease almost with it. Not to, you know, gloss over the feelings of grief or anything like that. But even grief has its flavor of presence. It's delight. We would never put that word on grief, but there is a fullness that has a similar component to it.
Absolutely. That's really precious advice. I mean, grief exists because of love, right?
Yeah, so, totally.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. My love, where can people find you? I know you have a book coming out next yes. year. So, yes.
I do. Well, you can, I'm easiest to find on my website. I have a difficult name, sort of, but it's just my first name, my last name.com. So it's MarikaMcCandless.com, and I'll spell it. So it's MarijkeE. MCCANDLESS.com. That's the easiest place to find me. I want to offer your readers, I mean, your listeners, something. I have a book. My book's called Naked in the Now, Juicy Practices for Getting Present. It's being published by Collective Inc., which used to be called John Hunt Publishing, O Books Imprint, and it'll be coming out next summer, 2024. So yes, please go onto my website, subscribe so I can fill you in on all the information. But in the meantime, I would like to offer your listeners, I would like to send on to them free. How do I do this? How do I get this to them? Anyway.
Well, it'll be in the show notes. I can share a link in the show notes.
So they will need to get in touch with me so that I can get in touch with them. But I have putting together an online course called Juicy Practices for Getting Present that is comprehensive. It has three complete modules. We talk a lot about intimacy with the self, intimacy with others. But the first module is called Slipping into Something More Comfortable. I would like to offer your listeners a couple of free guided sessions directly from that module. I'll also send along the intro to the whole class for them to listen and practice.
Yum. That sounds delightfully delicious.
Yeah.
Yay. Totally. Okay. So with that, we're going to move into our activation at this time. So I always tell the listeners that if you're driving, you can do this, you know, just keeping your eyes open, and then you can always come back when you have some more spaciousness and fully engage in this. And just a reminder that there's nothing that you have to feel. There's nothing that is, you know, that is a requirement here. There's no exactness to this. This is unique to you. So just be available to what you experience and know that that is absolutely perfect. So let's go ahead and close our eyes if you're not driving. And let's just start by taking some nice deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. And as you're doing this, you're going to draw your awareness to your body and drawing your awareness to what you are sitting on, or perhaps if you're walking, the sensation of the feet on the ground, and drawing awareness to where you are touching the ground, touching what you're sitting on, and breathe, and breathing all the way down into your pelvis, and breathing all the way down into your pussy, and breathing all the way down into your womanness. And there's all of these sensations available here. And we're breathing into these sensations of you as a woman, my love, you as a woman. And if you're sitting, feel your bottom on that chair and just relax. Breathe in. Exhale and just relax your body, relaxing further into the chair, relaxing further into sensation, and allowing the sensation of this moment to show itself. If you really want, you can even touch yourself, just running your hands over your arms, creating a sensation of touch to yourself, and breathing and feeling that sensation, allowing in this moment that sensation to be the only thing that you are focused on, the only thing that your awareness is pointed to, and you're breathing and relaxing into that sensation. Or if you're walking, it's a sensation of your feet touching the ground. Whatever sensation you have your awareness to right now, keep it there and keep breathing as we ask the bodies, as we invite the bodies to soften even more, asking the bodies to soften, to let go, to relax even more, and asking in this moment these sensations to expand, asking in this moment these sensations to enliven themselves in your space, to show up more, for you to experience them more intimately, more deeply. Can you feel that sensation with every single part of your body, every single part of your being? Yes, and breathe. As you're giving yourself permission to feel this sensation with every single part of you, every single part of you, feeling that sensation coming into your body, feeling that sensation encapsulate, take over, consume your awareness and your space as you just surrender to the moment, surrender to the deliciousness of this moment here now, surrendering in, inhaling through your nose, exhaling, you're letting go of the tension, letting go of anything and everything outside of this moment. Anything and everything outside of this moment, allowing yourself to notice everything about this sensation, everything about this moment, even my voice, noticing how my voice comes into your ears, noticing the vibration of my voice into your ears and into your body, noticing. I'm going to bring in some sound, really listening to the sound and welcoming it into your body with full sensation. Feeling now the sensation of your breath, the sensation of your breath into your lungs, the sensation of your exhale out of your mouth. Feel that breathing in, that drawing in. Feel how delicious it feels to draw air into your body. And feel the deliciousness of letting it go, releasing the air, releasing anything and everything out of your mouth, feeling the subtle delight of the sensation of your very own breath, here always for you, here always and available for you, your breath. Yes, yes, yes. Excellent. One more nice deep breath. Ah, you can even make a noise. Let it out. Yay. Ooh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. All the goodness, all the sensations. My love, it has been such a treasure having you here today. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I think the audience is left with just some deliciousness and a wonderful gift from you.
Thank you, love. Beautiful to be with you.
And fellow ecstatics, please reach out to her. And, you know, if this is, you know, 2024, find her book. If it's not 2024, kind of get it, get ready, right? Get ready for that to come out. Make sure that you're sharing this episode. Do you know somebody maybe who could have a little bit more ease in their life? You know, maybe that person who's always thinking, maybe that person who doesn't notice or recognize the ease, the delight, the joy that's in their life. Share this episode with them so that they can take home these nuggets of wisdom and the energy that we brought forth here today. Otherwise, we will see you next week. For the ecstatic woman, thank you so much.
Thank you. I love sharing your energy. Mwah.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Women podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.